old adage, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, is certainly true on the South End, despite the fact that citrus is in short supply in our banana belt of global warming. Won't be long, but in the meantime, we have an overabundance of nettles. Stinging nettles. Stalks that reach 7 feet high by late May. We got a jungle full of the monsters. So every spring, when the fresh stalks reach a foot high or so, we garb up with gloves and go harvesting. We eat the greens the way we'd eat steamed spinach, but what we're really after is that lemonade, without the lemons. I'm talking, of course, about our infamous spring tonic, nettle beer. Folks accustomed to our exaggerations naturally think we're pulling their leg yet again. Nothing could be further from the truth this side of political emails. We brew the stuff, we age it, and oh yeah, we quaff it too. Probably goes a long way toward explaining our artistic propensities down here. Reality, whether it's brewing or job avoidance, definitely skews away from the top of the bell curve. It may even be true that the consumption of nettle ales cures a lot of what ails us. But the studies of South End longevity versus the Chablis drinkers of the polar North End, while statistically significant over the short term, are still out on the lawn. Anecdotal evidence certainly bears scrutiny if old Lady Kirby is any example. She makes a concoction that resembles nettle beer in name only, its primary ingredients having neither malts nor hops. She calls it tonic. I got other descriptors for it, but then I'm a confirmed believer in the barley, and adjuncts like mango and ginger and lemongrass tea leave me scratching without the nettles. Nevertheless, I will say, for a woman of her advanced age, she's a spry old gal. I've seen her and the Mrs. two-stepping up a storm a few nights at the hotel to some band a third their ages. Oh, I know, it could just be the clean living of the South End, but I suspect those nettle beverages clean out more than the cobwebs.